What makes Welcome Back Home Care special and unique is that is the, his commitment in providing and empowering our caregivers with excellence. And with his integrity, he passed that on to us.
Welcome to Elder Care Insights with me, Lee Berkowitz. This podcast is designed to give you the resources you need to make stress-free decisions for your family. Your home care journey starts now. Let's dive right in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Elder Care Insights podcast by Welcome Back Home Care. Now, we have a great guest, and we have our co-host. Patricia Goldborn is our guest, and she's a caregiver from Welcome Back Home Care. She's been working with us for quite some time. I've known Patricia for about 10 years. And we have Mark, the co-host.
Okay. Well, thanks, Lee. This is a great podcast. We just started it recently. It's the Elder Care Insights podcast with Lee Berkowitz as the host. Lee's from Welcome Back Home Care, which yes. is just a phenomenal organization that places, I guess, home health care nurses. Is that what it's called?
Or home health aides and certified nursing assistants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we're lucky enough to have Patricia Goldborn as our guest, who the minute you walked in, your huge smile, just welcome to our show today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. I'm from Jamaica.
Okay.
And I came here in 2005.
Okay.
I met Lee in 2013.
Okay.
So it has been 10 years since we met. And since then, he has been a great person, a great boss.
So you work with Welcome Back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're a home health aide is what yes. is kind of what you do. How did you first decide to get into that? What brought you becoming a home health aide?
Well, this has been a passion for me even before I came here. In back home, I used to go to the Golden Age homes and provide voluntary care for them. We would make sure that their needs are met and, you know, give them a sense of purpose and take care of them as voluntary service.
Okay. So you came here in, you said 2005.
Yes.
Right? And so did you have to go through some schooling or what does it take to become a home health aide?
We have to go through some schooling uh-huh. and training on how to become a home health aide. It's yeah. a certified course.
Okay. Well, and I do have to say that I have great gratitude for what you do, because both my mom and my father first, and then my mom, they had the same health care aide who literally became, her name, I just say her name was Patricia Clark, and from Jamaica, and just one of the most wonderful people I've ever met, because she did something that I can never repay, is she helped take care of my parents in their older years, which is kind of what you do. Tell us a little yes. bit about that. Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you personally as a home healthcare aide you provide. Tell us about some of those services that you do.
Well, some of the services that we do is to take care of their personal needs and companionship. We make them feel at home. We make them feel like they still have a purpose of living, and we guide them along the way. You know, we hold their hand. We make sure that
you literally hold their hand, right?
Yeah, literally,
figuratively, and literally hold their hand,
both.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we make them feel special.
You know, sure.
Make them feel like we are their champions, and we are there to help, to care, to provide all their needs, to take care and assist them in all their needs.
And so, do you do interacting with the family and all that? Do you?
Oh, yes. That's a key part of our care. We interact with the families, you know, give them updates and highlights as to what is going on with their parents. When there are changes in their care and their needs, we also give them updates on that.
So how long have you been doing this for? Since 2013? So about 10 years now?
Yes.
See, I'm good with math. I could figure that out. You know, that's there we go. About how many clients have you worked with so far?
I would say maybe Over 30.
Over 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one was your favorite? I'm just kidding. You can't answer that. Don't answer that question whatsoever.
Okay. They're all my favorites.
They're all your favorites.
Yes.
So we can go back to when we first met originally. My brother has a company called Always On Time Transportation. I was a driver, and this was before Patricia worked for Welcome Back Home Care. I met Patricia while I was driving in the van, and she was taking her client to a place called Raspberries, a hair salon. So yes. When I met Patricia, and I gave her a card and said, "We're starting this company. We'd love to have you." And now the here we are. And now Patricia's actually a coordinator for Welcome Back Home Care. She was promoted from within. We like her quality and who she is as a person, and we brought her into the office. So even prior to working with Welcome Back Home Care, you worked either for a different agency or privately, and you had some private clients.
Yes.
So it's funny because it sounds like it goes like from family to family to family. Like you kind of, Lee kind of created this family, and you brought people in. You brought, you know, you saw a talent when you were there in Patricia. You brought her to your family, and now she's pretty much, and I know this firsthand, you've become, you don't just have 30 clients. I'm going to correct you on that. You have 30 families that you, that you deal with. And, you know, I guess, you know, it's funny is I guess like Thanksgiving was always like a special time of, you know, and my mom died 3 years ago during COVID. And I still, you know, I'm still in contact with, you know, with her caregiver because she literally became, I mean, do you find that? Are you still like in contact with some of the family of people that are no longer with us? Or,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I have been in contact with most of them.
Okay. So how important is stuff like hygiene and I guess physical makeup? Tell us a little bit about the services that you provide and the importance of that.
The importance of physical hygiene, personal hygiene, is that it helps to keep them well. It's a part of their wellness because you have to take care of their personal needs as if they were able to do it for themselves. And the first thing that you have to do in giving personal care is to get them at a place of comfort, a place of trust where they can trust you. So they know that you're there to help. You're there to make their lives more, you know, livable, easier for them. And so when you develop that interpersonal relationship with them, they not just only see you as their caregiver, they see you as someone who really cares and have compassion for them.
So it's funny because, again, I hate to keep going back, but like I can only go from my personal experience. You know, my parents' caregiver had to deal with two totally different people. Had to deal with my father, who was very, very difficult, was not an easy person at all. And as he got older, he became grumpier, whereas my mom was just the most easy, wonderful, and she literally was best friends with Patricia, you know, till the day she passed away. So how do you tell me about how you gain that trust? How do you, you know, how do you interact to gain, you know, again, my dad became much easier with Patricia as time went on, because exactly what you just said, they gained that trust, and she would put up with him, and sometimes, you know, like a little bit sarcastic with him, and okay, Stanley, that's all right. So tell us a little bit about your, and I'm assuming every caregiver is different. What's your method for gaining that trust?
Well, that's a very good question. In gaining the trust, you have to, for example, you walk into the house. You have to be pleasant. You have to greet them well, introduce yourself, and let them know you're there to help. So everything that you're going to do for them, you would not just do it. You would tell them what you're going to do. Well, today I'm going to go ahead and give you a shower. Is that okay? And they will say yes or no. If they say no, then you can say, okay, do you want me to come back at a later time? And then you kind of coach them into their care. And then once they can trust you and they develop that, you have that one-on-one relationship with them, it's very crucial that you just don't go in and try to take away their independence.
That's a great point, Patricia. You know, I've heard in studies say these folks, these clients, they don't want to feel like someone's babying them.
Yes.
Right? Like they don't want to feel like a baby. They want to be asked.
Right.
If yes. you know, do you, would you like to do this?
Yes.
Even saying, sit down. Instead, yes. would you like to take a seat?
Yes.
It's the little things like that that really make a big difference on how they feel. Nobody wants to be told what to do. It's their house. We yes. preserve the dignity. Mm-hmm. And it's yes. a great point.
So I guess a kind of a close cousin to that is they don't lose their power. You yeah. know, I guess it, you know, it's people that, again, we right now we decide where we want to go. You decided you wanted to be on this podcast today. Lee, yes. Lee decided that. I decided to come in here. I have that power. And if somebody were to right. to take that away, I think that's one of the most frightening, I think, troubling things that parents can yes. experience. So I guess funny that you say that. Like you, I could just see the compassion in your eyes and in your smile. And I got to give Lee credit for seeing that day in the transportation van. That what a beautiful, it's a little thing, but I picked up on it. You asked her, do you want to take a shower today?
Yes.
And if they say no, then you know what, I guess they have the right
to say no.
And then yes. eventually when you built that trust, and it mm-hmm. I think it's much easier if I decide I want to take a shower than you telling me I have to take a shower. And that's yes. good for you. So tell us a little bit more about that whole trust and all and everything
so
like that.
Yeah. One of my key part of getting their trust is to involve myself in it. Like, for example, if I want them to have dinner, I would say, let us.
Right.
Let us go and have dinner. Let us go and sit. Let us go and watch TV. I let them feel like I'm a part of it. I'm coming with them. I'm
right.
there. I'm taking the steps with you. And so when they acknowledge that you're not there to take over, you're there to help, then most times they let go.
They react, yes.
They react differently in a positive way rather than you go in and try to take over. So I have developed that key function, and they will eventually say, okay, Patricia, you're the expert. You take over. I don't want to do this. I don't want to get in your way. And then you keep that friendliness, you keep that smile with them, though it may be difficult. As you have mentioned, if your father has become more difficult, the first thing as a caregiver you have to know is that you can't take it personal.
Right.
And once right. you, if you took it personal, then that's where
it'd be a very difficult job.
Yes.
Right.
But
right.
you have to always smile about it. Even if you're hurting, you can't let them see that, because they are in their ways of, they may be feeling sick, they may be in pain, and so they get grumpy. You have to reassure them that it's okay. I'm here to take care of you. You know, I'm not going to let anything happen to you. You just have to keep on reassuring them that you're there to help.
So you've worked in other, you've done not just for Welcome Back Home Care, but you've worked other. Tell us what differentiates Lee and Welcome Back from other places that you could have continued your career with?
That's a very good question. What makes Welcome Back Home Care special and unique is his commitment in providing and empowering our caregivers with excellence, and with his integrity, he passed that on to us. And so with his guidance and constant training of the caregivers, we automatically develop that passion that he has. It, you know, like something rubs off on you. Your boss is passionate about what
sure.
he does. He's committed and he has integrity. So you want to emulate that. You want to be that person.
Of course.
In your caregiving.
Of course. It's funny, like, I always say, I always talk about, like, if you can walk into a restaurant, you know if that owner is a nice person.
Yes.
You know, when the server comes over, the server is friendly and all that and helpful, you know that the owner, that it always starts from the top. And I guess now in your new position and everything, what was that position again? What's your title over there now?
Scheduling and coordinating.
Scheduling and coordinating. So you're, yes. so you're talking to a lot of clients, families, and all
yes.
that, and coordinating when they come.
And the caregivers
and
as well.
And fellow coworkers.
And the caregivers
yes.
too. So it's funny. So you, it's funny. It's just, ironically, I'm sitting between the both of you. I'm the middle of the both of you. And that's my New York alliteration, the both of you. It's not yous, it's yours, right? I'm sitting between the both of you. And I could just almost envision what a family member or a client experience is once talking to Lee. You know, just the fact that Lee wanted, this is the second podcast of this, and Lee wanted you to be, it's really an honor to be, you know, his initial podcast to be you. It shows what he feels about you and the pride that he has in you and the trust that he has in you, that you would, you know, not like he wasn't sitting here going, oh my goodness, before we do this podcast, we got to talk to Patricia and prep her and all that. Like, he knew that woman with that huge smile when she walked into the studio would do a great job. And obviously this portrays onto the customer. I think when you call that customer, or you speak to that customer, the client comes in, and you coordinate that with the home healthcare aide. I think it's just you're making a friend in the client, and you have a friend as the aide, and it's almost like you're fixing them up almost. So talk a little bit about that.
What makes him special, and what mm-hmm. makes me would want to join the team in the office is that. I would use 3 F's to describe my boss, and that
this is G-rated. I'm telling you now.
Yes,
the 3. Okay, I'm teasing.
That he's fair in what he does to us as caregivers. Uh-huh. He is friendly. You can always talk to him. You can call him up and say, "Lee, you know this is happening," and you can talk to him as a friend.
Right,
and he is firm in whatever. He has to execute to us. He's firm. He's committed to the task. It must be done with urgency. It must be done with efficiency. And that's what he means.
So
that makes him unique as a boss.
So do you feel that, because there's going to be situations, things are going to happen, whoever. You feel that Lee has your back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, welcome back. We definitely have our caregivers back.
Yes.
And we choose from a large group pool of caregivers, and we choose only the highest caliber caregivers.
Yes.
And thank you for those kind words, and we appreciate what Patricia does. So something to piggyback off what we were talking about before, meeting or introducing or talking to the family members, we're always going to do a meet and greet.
Yes.
So the family gets a good idea about who's coming into the home. Ideally, the daughter or the son is going to be there to help make it more comfortable for the parent who's not doing well, and they could be in pain and they could be in an upset mood. They could be projecting that pain. But when we introduce the caregiver to the family, it really means the world to them, because they know they can trust who they're with, who's going to be in their home. They can communicate. They can do all the things that we talk about. We'll sometimes do meet and greets for an hour and a half and talk about, what does mom like to do? What does dad like to do?
Yes.
Where do we go, you know, on a daily basis? What's the weekends like?
Yes.
And what are the day-to-day routines? We'll also have a plan of care set up in place, an assessment from a nurse to get a baseline about how the client is. So that's super important. Connecting, we're connectors. We're introducing the caregiver to the clients and making sure that the family feels comfortable and the client feels comfortable. And that's the best way to make it work.
So in essence, it's pretty much your family pretty much taking care of their family. So something that Lee and I talked about before you came on, Patricia, was that you know, I know some people in the home healthcare business. I've lived in South Florida for 57 years, which is amazing because I think I'm only 40 years old. Don't tell me, you know, otherwise. But I know that a lot of home healthcare agencies have a lot of difficulty finding aides. That it's not that easy. And Lee tells me that it's not difficult at all. And it sounds like he has, you know, seeing you and seeing what, you know, that you know how you came in the family. It seems like he has top notch people. And he said there's like a lot of referrals. Talk about like the quality and the people that work at Welcome Back Home Care.
Well, I would rephrase a little of getting aides. there are a lot of AIDS. Yes, they are a lot of AIDS. But at Welcome Back Home Care, we have selected the best of the group, and we make sure that the ones we're selecting to send into someone's home, we make sure that they have integrity and they have good character.
Okay.
And that starts with our orientation, where we speak with them individually. We just don't take them off, you know, over the phone, or that we meet with them. And we, in meeting with someone, you can actually say if this person will be a good fit for this client, and does this person have integrity? Does this person have character? Because by talking to someone for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, you actually know, will this be a good caregiver? Will this be a good match? So we make our selections specifically. We make it just not just by someone applying to Welcome Back Home Care for a job. We meet with them. We make sure that they are competent.
Yeah, something very unique about Welcome Back Home Care that differentiates us. We grow all of our caregiver base from word of mouth. So, for instance, Patricia, you've referred a few caregivers to us that are working with us, and they're very terrific, because the chances of having a great caregiver refer other great caregivers are higher than finding a caregiver off Craigslist, say. We actually know all the caregivers that are coming into the office, and that's how we grow. We do word of mouth referrals, an organic approach. It's been like that for 10 years.
It's funny, because I always have an attitude. I always teach my son is good people know good people, you know. Judge me by the people that I hang out with. And so that's, I think that's, tell us about some of the people that, so you feel very comfortable referring friends and family, I guess, to Welcome Back.
Okay, some of the people that I referred to Welcome Back Home Care are coworkers that I worked with, but there are sometimes you're on a case where you have two different companies, and then I would watch to see how they work. I would watch to see if they are on, they come to work on time. I would watch to see how they took care of the patient, the client. I would watch to see how they apply themselves to the task. And, you know, you move on from there and you say, okay, will this be a good fit for Welcome Back Home Care? So if I believe that they're a good fit to be an asset to Welcome Back Home Care, then I will introduce them. I would say, why don't you apply to my agency? And I would give them the information for them to apply.
So we're not, we don't take everybody that comes in and applies. They have to kind of be up to Welcome Home's
standards.
Welcome Home standards. So say you wanted to refer somebody to Welcome Home, and they came in. How long's the process before you place them with a client?
We would place them with a client. Once we go through all the assessments, we would place them with a client as soon as there is an availability.
I'm going to throw a curveball question at you now, but I wouldn't do this if I didn't realize and know that you could handle it. Okay, tell us about your very best day working at Welcome Back Home.
That's a very good question. It's an excellent question.
Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you your worst day. I promise you.
My best day working as with Welcome Back Home Care as a home health. It was a client that I have. And when the doctor says, I can't do anything else for you. And then when I look at her and the situation, I started to go above and beyond.
Sure.
And I was able to take care of her until she gets back up on feet and we start going to Target again.
Wow.
My very best day when we walked out and go to Target. Wow. After the doctor say, I can't do anything more for you.
It's funny because I'm welling up just hearing you that because you're welling up as well, because in essence, this medical provider said there's nothing further that they could do for this person. But that was the exact opposite of what you do.
Yes.
There's everything that you could do for them. That you will, whatever time they have left, you, good for you. I mean, it's funny because we're all kind of welling up here a little bit. But that's you know, I very much believe that my favorite motivational speaker says a great day is one in which you laugh.
Yes.
You think deeply and your emotions are moved to tears.
And you go home and you feel a sense of job satisfaction.
I guess it's a gift for you to be able to give this gift of life, of each day, of again, the doctor couldn't do anything, but you could. It's funny. I wasn't expecting that wonderfully awesome response to that. So in your role right now, so are you just strictly the client coordinator, or are you going to go back out and work with clients again? Because you obviously have a gift, and I don't want to get, you know, whatever, but you obviously just that response and your emotion to that response, it's just wonderful. So tell what's the next step for Tricia Goldborn?
Well, sometimes when, even though I'm in office and we have emergencies that we're not able to fit immediately, and I took the decision to say no, like in the army, they would say no soldier left behind.
Right.
So we said no patient, no client left behind.
No client.
So if I have to be there to do it, I'll do it.
You'll do it. Okay, that's really, really wonderful. So that's, again, kudos to you, Lee, for having the intuition to having somebody in your transportation van and realizing there's just from the minute you walk in, there's an aura, a presence, and I'm assuming that Patricia, obviously the first person that you wanted to bring on your podcast is an example of what your family, of what your business, of what your culture, you know, we talk about the Miami Heat, you talk about the reason why they win is they have such a great culture. You know, I think the reason why you're not out there on the street on Craigslist looking for home healthcare aides, would you agree that there's just a great culture out there for, at Welcome Back Home Care?
There is. We're simple at the best.
There you go. I love that. I love that. I love that you have passion for what you do.
We didn't hire Patricia. We chose her.
Right.
Out of a lot of people. And she was chosen because of the qualities that she possesses over the years. The clients say the best things. We've seen it in action. So we're honored to have Patricia on the team and all the caregivers that are really meeting our high standards.
And it sounds like it's vice versa. It sounds like you found pretty much your forever home, have you not?
Yes, I have.
That's wonderful. It's
been a pleasure.
That's really wonderful. So Lee, go back to tell us a little bit about how people can find people like Patricia to be home healthcare aides. Tell us a bit how about they can get a hold of Welcome Back Home Care.
Yeah. Our phone number, 561-279-6400.
One more time, a little slower.
561-279-6400. That's 561-279-6400. Welcomebackhomecare.com is also a great place where caregivers and clients can find some information about us, see what we're up to. Eventually, this podcast will be on the website.
And what's the name of this podcast?
The Elder Care Insights Podcast by Welcome Back Home Care. And it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And we look forward to having our future guests on. So stay tuned for that.
It's an honor to have you. A very special, warm, wonderful person. Thank you very, very much.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to Elder Care Insights. Remember, when it comes to stress-free care for your loved one, knowledge is power. Stay informed, make great choices, and work with experts. I'd love to chat with you. Book a call with me, Lee Berkowitz, at 561-665-1998. Find us online at www.welcomebackhomecare.com.